Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It's a medical fact, friend. Either you learn to control your emotions or else your emotions will control you. When your emotions are out of control, they create havoc with your physical body. David Messenger is a physician who has specialized in structural medicine. Speaking of the effect of your emotions on your well-being, he says, quote, "Negative emotions are energy-draining, mind-stifling, and completely counterproductive. Allowing oneself to hang on to and revel in the bondage of bitterness, anger, resentment, and hatred is a most self-destructive way of living. Bitterness, with its subsequent anger, resentment, hatred, and then self-pity, is the emotional disturbance I see most," end quote. You know, this doctor is not alone either. In recent years, a new approach to medicine has developed that is called holistic medicine, or medicine geared to the treatment of the entire person, body, soul, and mind. This approach recognizes that treating a symptom, such as an ulcer, is not the answer when the ulcer is produced by bitterness or anger. How much suffering in our world is the result of being unable to control emotions, or being unable to process negative feelings and conflicts? Plenty, according to Dr. Dennis Cope. Early in his career, Dr. Cope was recognized as the outstanding professor at UCLA School of Medicine. He had a successful career as an endocrinologist and professor. I will always remember the time we were together talking about the relationship between the emotional and the physical well-being of people. He's a friend. So I said, "Dennis, you know, it's said that 65% of all hospital beds are filled with patients who suffer from psychosomatic illnesses. Do you really agree with that?" May I interject the fact that a psychosomatic illness does not mean you're ready for the psychopathic ward. It means that the illness is the result of emotional conflict or sources like that. Believe me, the suffering is real, but it is the emotional that produces the physical pain. And how did he respond? Paraphrasing what he said, "No," he replied to my surprise, he said, "I really think that the percentage is much higher, perhaps as high as 80%. Think of it. Perhaps as many as 4 out of every 5 hospital beds are filled with patients who suffer physically, when much of that suffering could be eliminated if they could only find a way to handle the stress and conflicts of life. Of course, those figures would not apply to developing countries where only the sickest ever get to a hospital, but they do in the West. How do you handle a negative emotions and people who distress you? Just pretend they're not there, not on your life. As William Powell says, when I repress my emotions, my stomach keeps score. There is a better way, and that is by learning to submit conflicts and problems to a court of higher appeal, to bring them to the Lord and learn to resolve them through conflict resolution at the throne of grace. So is that really possible? It is, friend, it is. Dr. William Sadler discovered how to do it. This psychiatrist wrote, "A sincere acceptance of the principles and teachings of Christ with respect to the life of mental peace and joy would at once wipe out more than half the difficulties, diseases, and sorrows of the human race, laying aside all discussion of future life. It would pay any person to live the Christian life just for the mental and moral rewards it affords here in this present world."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.